Big weekend for a couple people this weekend. Breaking her heart. We're going to talk about how I used my rototiller yesterday.
Oh, I guess. Wow, you did?
Yeah, that was a pretty big weekend.
Front tines or rear tines?
Oh, rear, man.
Oh,
rear,
wow. Yeah. That's the big thing.
Yeah, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers also did tiller time.
Free tilling.
That was on the next album, though, so we'll get to that next.
I guess it's a little less exciting than some other people in the room.
Mm. All right, hold on. Before we get to the skydiving adventures, I have to say... apparently, I was obsessed with garbage because you mentioning that. My dad was rototilling the driveway one time, and I just thought those things chopping in the front were so cool. Like, it's the same reason now I still like to watch when they throw engine blocks into those giant metal shredders.
Yeah.
So he's rototilling in the garden, minding his own business on a gorgeous sunny Saturday, much as you were, Hot Wings. And then some rat-faced kid, me, comes up and dumps garbage in front of it because I wanted to see what it would look like when stuff goes through there.
Such a garbage kid.
And turned it off, and he's like, what? He actually said, what is wrong with you? Which I think is where I got that from, because I have found myself saying that, and I don't let myself say it anymore. I didn't take it badly when he said it, because I thought, I think it's that I like to throw garbage on the ground and see what happens. But yeah.
What made you leave the ditch just now?
My dad did not raise his voice hardly ever. Complete failure for me, because I do. But that was one of the times where I'm sure that he wanted to scream. Right. I mean, if he had been wearing the heart monitor, it would have been like something spiking. Mm-hmm. Something's going on. Definitely. Anyway, back to skydiving. No garbage was thrown at you, I hope.
Mm-mm. Nope.
No, was it?
Do you get garbage?
Did you guys have garbage thrown at
you? I was there. I didn't see any garbage.
Any sky garbage?
We were shocked how many people showed up just to watch us do it. Because we got there around like 11 o'clock. Weather was perfect. We were able to do it right over Lake Michigan, which is absolutely beautiful. Looks like an ocean if you've never seen it in person. It's the most surreal view you'll ever have in your life. And before we took off, you know, I was like, okay, everyone was asking me questions. How long is the class going to take? What about this? And what about that? And I looked at everybody asking me, a bunch of listeners, fans of the show. And I said, I have no idea. I don't work here.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm literally going in totally blind.
Yeah.
And they're like, you didn't look up anything? I said, nope, other than what to wear and like what I should prep for, like physically.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything else. And so a lot of people, once they realized that, wanted to tell us their skydiving adventure. So I probably had like 20 people tell me how awesome it was. And I'm just amping myself up. Me and Maitland are sitting there like, we got this. We got this. And the class was all of, because we're jumping tandem, we have somebody strapped to us.
Yeah.
The class was really them just breaking down what the equipment was, what the instructor will be doing, and what you can expect. Mm-hmm. So it really wasn't that long. And then we put on all the equipment, and the moment Maitland and I met our instructors, which we had met them at the live show, they came because, you know, they're part of the show, and they were having a good time with us, and they started cutting jokes with us immediately.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, and the guy that I jumped with, shout out to Dave, we're best friends for life now. The moment he started strapping me in, I was like, hey, man, how many times have you done this? And he goes, I don't know, three. I said, three?
Cool.
What?
I mean, three more than you did. Yeah. So, you know.
In that particular room, he's the expert.
Yeah, and then he's like strapping me in and he's making sure everything's good. But he does that thing that if you've ever been on a roller coaster, they do it where they pretend like your belt's not tight enough and then it takes off. Mm-hmm. Where they're like, ha, well, that's not going to work. And then it goes.
Yeah.
So they're doing that and they're just being goofy as ever the whole time. And me and Maitland keep looking out over at each other and we're laughing. But at that point, it's nervous laughing because we're about to actually do it.
When the class was short, were you like, no, teach us more? Not because you were scared, but just like, oh, it's going too fast.
They basically were just, they were telling us how to make sure that you end up parallel with the ground, where like your center of gravity needs to be, where like your stomach is facing the ground. And so basically they're just like, yeah, as soon as you step off the plane and into the sky, just arch your back. Just throw your head back and make sure that you are arched. He was like, if you remember nothing else from this conversation, remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, yeah, it's easy to just cut up with people because you're like, all right, just arch your back. Cool.
Now, from an outsider perspective, because I was standing there, I ended up going with the kids there on Saturday morning because I was like, oh, do you want to watch Miss Kelly and Miss Maitland jump out of a plane? They're like, yeah, sounds cool. So we're watching you guys get strapped in and you could tell that they were trying to keep the mood light because they didn't want you guys to be freaking out or anything. But what you probably didn't see is that there was like a team of people kind of standing back a few feet And you could tell that they were just like, okay, yep, they're doing that, they're doing mm-hmm. that. Like doing all the safety mm-hmm. checks and everything. And after you guys got strapped in, somebody else came up and like, they obviously have their system down yeah. where it's like, mm-hmm. check this, pull this, tighten that, do this. And I was like, wow, they got their stuff together.
Yeah. And there's yeah. redundancy to make yeah. sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we jumped, a fan of the show, his name's Rick. He's awesome. He'd never jumped before. So it was me, Maitland, Rick, and we were all attached to our instructors. But before we got on the plane, they did a quick little how you feeling. And so there's a video of it. And I think you can hear in our voices, if you're fancy at it, you can watch it. And you can hear and see the excitement and the pure adrenaline just from the anticipation.
Hey. All right, welcome to Skydive Grand Haven. What's going on, ladies?
Hey, we're skydiving for the first time.
First time ever?
Yeah. A little terrified.
First time.
Yeah, first time.
You guys writing off YouTube University.
So yeah.
So
he said he listened. He watched the video but didn't listen.
So that's him cutting up. They're like, yeah, we learned on YouTube University. And right before that, my instructor was like, I mean, I kind of watched the video subtitles, Ron. I wasn't really paying attention.
At one point, they said to us, too, they were like, hey, yeah, we were at your night show and we realized we have something in common. We drink on the job too.
Yeah.
Oh God,
we were having a good time. Sorry. It was awesome.
We're going up to 17,000 feet. Is that right?
Yeah, we are.
That's pretty high. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes.
I like how you guys both looked at each other and were like,
"For sure."
If you say yes, I'll say yes. It but if you like, say no, I'm going to say no too.
The adrenaline of it took you both back to like early high school.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Are you sure you want to get your second ear piercing? I do. It's going to hurt. I would have been obviously the same way. I'm not judging.
Awesome. I've over a minute free fall. Zach's going to be taking us. It's going to be a great time. We'll shoot some video for you.
Yeah.
We'll be back on the ground. You excited?
I am.
Awesome.
Very.
Thank you so much.
All right, lean in.
That's
you
know so crazy that it's over a minute free fall.
Uh-huh.
That's such a long time.
And it feels like so much longer.
Uh-huh. Does it?
Yeah.
In a good way?
Yeah. Yeah, but at first you're going and you're like, wow, this is so cool. And then we know, Kelly and I are kind of talking about it, in this room, when you have to fill a minute and a half of time, you're like, what the heck am I going to say? What the heck am I going to do? It's a long time.
Yeah.
But it feels so much longer up there. I felt like I was falling for like 5 minutes.
Which is awesome.
Intense.
Those instructors, I never thought about it till you mentioned, you said we're best buddies for life. They must get the, I bet they get recognized by their jump partners all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the jump partner like the people like you, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but they're almost trauma bonded because it's such a memorable experience for you. And for them, it's work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's enjoyable work.
But it's their job.
It's just another Saturday. And so that must be really weird. Like people come up and going, oh my God, you were my jump partner. And they're like,
okay.
We were butts to nuts for like 10 minutes.
We load up on the plane and we get into the plane and that's what they say. They're like butts to nuts and you're pushing in as close as you can. And then they really like strap you in. While you're sitting there, they seatbelt you to the actual plane because the door's open.
The whole time.
Not the whole time. Once you get to a certain altitude, they close the door. And then once you're at 17,000 feet, they open the door. And so they had buckled us in and then they were tightening their straps to us and to them. And there was a really interesting part because the way they loaded the plane, you knew if you were in the back of the plane, you were going last. And if you were towards the front of the plane, you were going first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they put Maitland and I in the front of the plane.
Oh.
And then they're like,
cool.
Who's going first? So Maitland and I Rochambeaued to figure out who's going first.
As you should.
Yeah.
Like to see who got to go first or who had to go first.
Actually, you'll hear it here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here it is.
So what does winning mean?
Maitland and I had so many moments where we looked at each other like, we're terrified, but this is so cool.
Oh, that's a great screenshot right there. Let me grab that.
That's a lot of fun. That is, because I'd have done the same thing. Like, I won. What does that mean? I don't know.
Yeah, do I go first or second? I'm not sure.
Yeah, so then.
Oh, go ahead.
Good for you.
Now, Kelly, the guy you're strapped to, he's like 5 inches shorter than you.
Yeah.
Was he able to see at all?
I think so.
It's like you skydove with Ted.
I know.
Like, he's like, I've been practicing for this my whole life. That's why I do it with my eyes closed.
He was a short king in the sky. Man, I love Dave so much. We were cackling the whole
now,
time.
Now, the only reason that I decided to go first, because I knew, I was like, if I don't, if it's just, if I have enough time to think enough about it, if I watched Kelly go, I'd sit there and be like, oh gosh, if I don't do exactly what she did, then I'm going to freak out or whatever. So I just was like, nope, don't even give yourself a second to think.
Yeah. Was there ever a point for either of you where if no one was watching, no listeners had come, it hadn't been a radio promotion, you had just decided to go yourself. Was there ever a point for either of you where you thought, if I could get out of this, I would?
Mm-mm,
out of
not
trepidation.
Not even for a second.
Good
no.
for you.
Not even for a second.
Good for you.
No.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, we're going to make sure it's safe.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so my instructor here had made a joke saying, good, they get to go first. And he's like, I can figure out what I'm doing when I watch them jump. So at that point, we're ascending, right? And I started to think, about 5 minutes in the flight, we got to be pretty close to 17,000 feet. And everybody there is wearing altitude watches so they can tell you exactly how high you are.
Yeah.
And I look and I'm like, well, how high are we? And he goes, 7,000 feet.
Oh,
and he goes, geez. We just got 10,000 more to go.
You're like, I can't even see the cars now.
Malin and I looked at each other and I was like, this is crazy.
And that's the moment that I had, OS, we're really doing this. Yeah. Like,
because you're looking out the window already, like, this is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have been.
Well, I'm down there on the ground with the kids, and I was hanging out with Maitland's roommate, Kennedy. And we're just, so we watch the plane take off, and then very quickly, it disappears. Like, you can't see it at all. And it's like 2-3 minutes. We're like, well, they should be on their way down any moment now, right? It was like another 15 minutes before anything.
So then what happens, because we went first, is that we had other solo jumpers who had their GoPros and they were taking videos and pictures of us. So if you got the photo and video package, then they would jump ahead of you and then catch up to you and your tandem partner. There was also a couple single jumpers and everything. So as soon as the doors open, they jump out.
They just disappear.
And then
no ceremony, nothing.
And then my partner is like, all right, as soon as they're out, I'm going to scooch us forward and we're going to go. And so then, in my video, you can see the moment that they all jump out and my jaw drops because I know what's about to happen.
Do you want to do this now?
That was my OS moment, was when the solo jumpers jumped out, because I was like, cool, they're about to backflip. And then they backflip and it's like, bye. And then they're just gone. I was like, oh my God, that's so fast.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're like, is there a countdown?
Yeah.
Do they say anything to us? Is there a speech? What do we do? Yeah. Is there a light show? Smoke. There's smoke, right? Is there maybe some dry ice? I don't know. Give me something.
Do you want to do this now? Should we wait until the next segment?
Let's wait until the next segment.
Yeah,
because
I got to tell y'all what happened to my jump, because something happened with my instructor that he's jumped over 3,000 times and it's only ever happened 11 times to him. It was his 11th time. And when I got back on the ground, everybody kept telling me, I can't believe that happened to you on your very first jump.
Wow.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy.